Tonight, I'll be speaking to you on the subject, very great subject on love. Love is still the greatest. Love is still the greatest. Let's all stand. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "Do I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or love? I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profited me nothing. Love suffereth long, is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Love doth not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own. Love is not easily provoked. Love thinketh no evil. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and doeth all things. Love never faileth." Verse 13, "And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of this is love." 1 John 2:5 says, "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Now take note of what it says very, very clearly. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Ang sino man nag-iingat ang kanyang salita, sa kanya, karotohanan, na ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay nakukumpleto o napupuno o nagmamature. "Hereby know we that we are in Him." Heavenly Father, bless Your Word. Help us to know it, Lord. Help us to exercise it. Help us, dear God, to really love people, because love, as You have said, is still the greatest. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. A way of introducing the subject tonight, I'd like to give you the definition of the love that we're trying to talk about. It's not the love that the world knows. Hindi ito ang pag-ibig na alam ng mundo. Hindi ito ang pag-ibig na ating nakikita sa araw-araw na buhay natin. But it's a very different kind of love. It comes from the Greek word agape, describing a new quality of love, a new attitude toward others, and it's born only within the Christian. All of these messages I have given in the past. Agape love is not the response of our feelings, but an exercise of the will and the mind. An exercise of the will and the mind. The most familiar to us is the Greek word agape. Agape is the noun form of the word. Agapao is the verb form. The verb form agapao is found 117 times in the New Testament, and the noun form 109 times in the New Testament. It is the most used word for love in the New Testament, and may be used in the following. May be used in regards to God's love to man, or for man, like John 3:16, Romans 5:8. It can be used for man's love for God, like in Matthew 22:37, in 1 John 2:5, when the Lord says you ought to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. You cannot love God with all of that without the agape love. Emotional love and human love does not have the ability to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And man's love for his fellow man, Matthew 22:39, where it says, "And thou shalt love your neighbor as you love yourself." That is not even easy to do. Loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Iniibig mo yung iyong kapwa na katulad ng yung pag-ibig sa sarili mo, nababanggit yan sa pang-araw-araw, subalit hindi madaling gawin yan. Because, you know, automatically, you show your love for yourself by being good to yourself. You don't want to be hurt. Am I right? You don't want anything to happen to you. You don't want to get sick. You know, it's showing love to yourself. So as you love yourself, the same love that you have for yourself must be the same love that you have for others. If you will not hurt yourself, you do not want to hurt others too. If you do not want to offend yourself, you will not want to offend others also. If you will only do good to yourself, you also would like to do good to others. That's the meaning of you ought to love your neighbor as you love yourself. In the New Testament, this love is used primarily regarding these relationships. This word indicates the kind of love we have for someone or something upon which we are willing to base our principles for determining right and wrong. This kind of love is the deep and abiding respect that we have for another. It is the kind of love that commands our intentions and directs our daily decisions. Deep and abiding respect that we have for another, the kind of love that commands our intentions and directs our daily decisions. And you do not find that commonly in the world. You only find that when people begin to exercise agape love. When I preach about the subject, the greatest is love, I gave out the characteristics of agape love according to what we have read a moment ago. First, agape love is enduring without complaining. I'd like you to check your kind of love on this basis. See if you pass the love examination. Okay? Check. If you're not doing it, put a cross in it. If it's half-half, we'll put one half point. 9 points right here that you can check if you have the characteristics of what love really is. First, agape love, or the love that comes from the Lord, yun ang ibig sabihin ng agape love. Ano ibig sabihin ng agape love? The love that comes from the Lord. That's agape love. And what's that? What are the characteristics of that? First, enduring without complaining. Do you have that? You can check it out. Are you able to endure even the insults of men, without complaining? Are you able to endure pain without complaining? Oh, if I can only share you my pain right now, I want to find out if you're going to complain. Ask my wife, because we still sleep together at night, and you ask her if I complain as I experience pain. By the grace of God, you will not even hear me. Ang tawag doon yung umuungol. Have you heard me that, ma? No. Is that the kind of love we have? Secondly, kindness in the midst of cruelty. Do you have that love? Would you check that? Or cross it? Or put one half of it? Kindness in the midst of cruelty. Thirdly, never envious on the blessings of others. There's a third characteristic of agape love. Hindi naiinggit sa pagpapala ng iba. Pag hindi ka naiinggit, hindi ka rin nagkokobet, hindi ka rin kumakamkam kahit sa kaisipan ng pagpapala ng iba. Hindi mo sinasabing, sana ganun din ako sa ating kaisipan. Sana meron din ako niya. Sabagat yan ang sisimula ang inggit eh. Hello? Fourthly, humility even in greatness or success. Do you have that? Humility even in greatness or success. Lalo ka bang naging faithful o nagkaroon ka ng kotse? Lalo ba? That's part of that. Lalo ka bang dependent sa Panginoon nung ikaw pinagpala niya? That's part of that. That's part of humility even in greatness. Tanungin niyo ako, naging hadlang ba sa akin na bagayin congressman ko? Umarte ba ako? Naging mataas ba ang ere ko? Ha? Naging mataas ba ang hangin ko? Tanungin niyo ako, hindi na ba ako makausap? Hindi na ba ako nag-attend ng church? Tanungin mo ako. Ngayon, tanungin mo sarili mo. Verse 5 says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, courteous and gentle. That's what agape love does. You are courteous and you are gentle. Do you know I believe I have earned the respect of my fellow congressmen in Congress? And I don't know even half of them. If you ask me who is Congressman so-and-so, and someone was asking me, do you know Congressman Florendo? I said, no, I don't. But if I see his face, I would know him. We met a congressman there at the market, and I introduced him to my wife. I know he's a congressman, so I called him. Congressman, are you here? And I told my wife, ma, this is Congressman Kuwanko. Oh, no, Bishop, I'm Congressman Chudoro. But all of these people know me. All of those congressmen know me. I don't know even half of them. But you know, they respect me a lot. Do you know why? Because even if in my privileged speeches, I would in a way rebuke them, I would in a way reprove them, yet I still manage to be courteous and gentle to them. Are you like that? I'm not saying I have fulfilled all this how I wish I can. Then, number six, agape love is unselfish. Are you unselfish? Pwede mo bang ibigay yung kakainin mo na doon sa nangangailangan? Because you realize you need it, they need it more than you need it. Yun na lang. Huwag nating anipay kung ano-ano dyan. Yun na lang. Yun na lang. Kakainin mo na ito sapagkat nagugutom ka na, gutom na gutom ka na. Pero nakita mo ito, mas kailangan niya. Are you willing to give it out to someone that you think need that more than you do? Or perhaps you still have the money to buy food and this guy does not have any. Are you willing to share that with him? Unselfish. Then, agape love is patient under pressure. Patient under pressure. Whatever the pressures are, patient. And number nine, agape love thinks good of others. Thinks good of others. I would like you to check that. Nine things here. Can you put it there, those nine things? Don't raise your hand. But how many of you have a passing grade? Don't raise your hand. But how many of you here have a passing grade of 75? If you failed in this test and you have not learned what love really is, if you failed in this test tonight, you have never learned what agape love is. You have learned another kind of love that is not godly. When you think of some, when you meet somebody else, I don't care if you're what, you know, when you meet somebody else, do you think of what you can get from him or what you can give out? Talk to a salesman. A salesman is the most selfish man in the world, because when he looks at a person, he always thinks, what can I get from him? Not what can I give out. Have you passed the agape love examination? I have three things tonight, and I'm gone. Love relationship is the first and the greatest commandment. In fact, love is the basis of loyalty. Why are you loyal to your company? Is it because you love your company, or is it because you're getting a salary? That's the difference between the church and the corporation. You do not necessarily need to love your company to be loyal to it. But in the church, you need to love the church to be loyal to it. It's not talking about money here. I think that the dirtiest and the worst kind of loyalty is when your loyalty is based upon money. The dirtiest kind of loyalty when it's based on money. Am I right? According to the Word of God, love is the basis of loyalty. Matthew 22:35-40 says, and one of them, who was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ said, these are exactly the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? But listen, Abi, and the second is like unto it. Or is it like unto it? I mean, ano yung first? You ought to love the Lord your God with all thy heart, all your soul, all your mind. And the second is like unto it. Why is like unto it? Because the second is what people see. You get that? The second is what people see. If you do not show that to people, they will never know that you love them with all your heart. Am I right? When you witness to a soul, you are telling that soul, I love God with all your heart, with all my heart. And because of that love, I love you also. When you visit someone, when you disciple someone, when you help someone, you're telling that someone, I love God with all my mind. And because of that love, I am able to love you also. Because my love for you springs from the fact that I love God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. That's where it comes from. How would you find out that there is a spring of water underneath? When you begin to dig in, and you find water, and you put a faucet, and water comes out. Am I right? You will never know if there's water in there, if no water comes out of the faucet. How can you show people that you love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, when there's no evidence of that in your life? You're selfish. Here are people around you. They're waiting to be told about the Lord. You never tell them about the Lord. I mean, do you know that since I became a congressman, every congressman knows my testimony about salvation. Every one of them. There are some Christians there in Congress. I have never heard them speak of salvation. I never even heard them invite people to come. Invite their fellow congressmen to attend a gospel meeting. And I never heard them share the word of God. And they're Christians. They speak about the Bible. They mention that every time that they make a privileged speech. But you would not hear them being concerned for souls. And by the grace of God, I am a testimony to you right now. When I became a congressman, every congressman, and I believe everyone that heard me several times speak, because in every office in Congress, all of them have speakers and they can hear my speech. All of them have heard the gospel through me. Not just one time, but several times. They know. Do your co-employees know, all of them, or just your department? Do they know? Do your neighbors know? I mean, look at what happened Sunday night. You know, in Novaliches, we had 132 people that came forward to be saved and 10 baptized. Here, we had 146 people came to know Christ and 9 baptized. You see, when Christians would do something, they can do something. Kung gusto mo, may paraan. Kung ayaw mo, may dahilan. That's always the case. I mean, you say, we can't fill up this church because you don't want it. Amen? You don't want it. If you want it, you can fill it up. Amen? You can. And that is just showing that you love God with all your heart. It's not obeying me. Nonsense. Get out of that thing. When I give instructions here, it's not, let's obey the pastor. No. That's nonsense. When you obey my instructions, you're showing forth, Lord, I love you with all my heart. What are you showing? What are you showing if there's a service here and you're not here? What are you showing? You don't love God with all your heart. You love others with all your heart. Do you know why I try my best to be here? Because I love God with all my heart. I don't care about Congress. I don't care about functions. When I was the speaker there in Joey Salko's church last December, that same night, that is the last night, that is the climax of the conference, I received a formal invitation of a state dinner with the president. And I was asking the speaker, how many of us were invited? Only 10 congressmen out of 236 were invited to a state dinner. See how important I am? But you know what I told Malacanang? Regret. I'm speaking in a church that night and I will not come. What's the meaning of that? It means I love God with all my heart than the president. I don't care. When I spoke Thursday morning in Joey Salko's church again, we had a budget hearing on the ombudsman. And the minority will be there. And they're going to grill Merceditas Gutierrez on being appointed as the ombudsman. You know Mercy Gutierrez, am I right? But you know what I told them? I'm sorry, I cannot be there because I have a speaking engagement in a church. Do you know what's that? I am the committee sub-chairman of the committee that would approve the budget of the ombudsman. I said, I'm sorry, I cannot be there. Postpone it, cancel it, put another day. You know why? Do you know why? Do you know why? Because I love God with all my heart. How about you? Why don't you tell your boss, boss, I'm sorry, I love God with all my heart. I don't care if your boy is a Christian. If he is a Christian, he ought to understand that. But no, you are the boss and you're the one absent. Is that showing people that you love God with all your heart? Don't talk about giving. Don't talk about me giving instructions. Don't talk about me telling you what to do. No. Dismiss the thought. What we're talking about is this. Do I love God with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind? You wife, why do you listen to your husband even if he is wrong? Huh? Then listen to God. Because you love your husband more than the Lord. Hey, you don't come to church because of your husband here. You come to church because you want to worship God personally speaking. Don't talk to me about we are together, we're partners. When you face God alone, without your mother, without your father, without your wife, without your husband, you face God alone. You find people who are being hindered by his boss, being hindered by his wife, being hindered by her husband, being hindered by her own children, and then they would make excuses. Eh, ito po mga anak ko eh. Eh, itong asawa ko eh. Kasi ganito. Hey! Ang tanong dito ganito, do you love God with all your heart? Your soul? Your mind? Wala nang ibang tanong yan, yun lang eh. Because if you do, the second is like unto it. You will love your neighbor as you love yourself. Today is the age of rebellion and stubbornness. Not just among young people, adults. No, don't give me that excuse. Alam mo kasi, pastor, ang mga kabataan ngayon. Don't give me that excuse. That's a lame duck excuse. It's a lame excuse. Everyone has a rebellious heart. Everybody has a stubborn heart. And the more you grow older, the more you get stubborn. Hello? You don't get less stubborn when you get older. Come on. You get more stubborn as you grow older. It's only because you fear God that you obey. You know what I'm saying? It's more of fear than love, folks. And it's wrong. Although we ought to reverence God and fear Him. But it is wrong for us. It is wrong for us to obey God because we're afraid. It's love. We live in the age of rebellion and stubbornness. Matthew 24:12 is exactly what we have today, exactly what the world is. And what is the world? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. You hear that? Now don't tell me that it's not applicable to Christians too, because you know it is. When we speak of iniquity, we're not just telling about the iniquity all of you know, because anything that's a hindrance to God's law is iniquity. I don't care if it's small. Anything that hinders you to serve God, anything that hinders you to show your love for God is iniquity. It is sin. The love of many shall grow cold. Ang pag-ibig ng marami ay manlalamig. It is God's command for us to love the way He loves. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as what? As I have loved you. Mas matindi yan doon sa you ought to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because now, the Lord is telling us, you love one another as I have loved you. Not anymore as I love myself, but as I have loved you. And when you speak of the Lord loving you, that is sacrificial love. That's not natural love. Because loving yourself is natural love, folks. Am I right? How many of you don't love yourself here? Raise your hand. You do not love yourself. Raise your hand. If you don't love yourself and you raise your hand, you are a hypocrite because you do love yourself. Nakikita niyo yung gravity nung gravity ng pag-ibig ng Diyos, ha? Anong sabi niya? Kung talagang iniibig mo ko, ng buong puso mo, ng buong buhay mo, ng buong kaisipan mo, iibigin mo ang iyong kapwa katulad ng pag-ibig mo sa iyong sarili. Alright? That's natural love, folks. Mahirap nang gawin yan, ha? Natural love yan, pero mayroon gawin. Natural love mo sa iyong sarili yan. But when you apply that to others, you can. And that applying to others, the kind of love that you have for yourself, becomes godly love. Pero ito, din ito eh. Ano sabi ng Panginoon? That you love one another as what? As I have loved you. That's no longer the natural love. It becomes a sacrificial love. As I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. Love, relationship, is the first and the greatest commandment. If we love each other this way, we're not going to have any problems with covetousness, with envy, with jealousy, no problem with selfishness. You know what I'm saying? No problem with all of those things. Quarreling, strife. We try to find out. Do you know why the Bible speaks of the love of money? Because most of the 90% of all the quarrels of people who love each other is because of money and wealth. 90%. You want to make a person sensitive? Talk about his wealth. You want to make a person so sensitive? Talk about getting away from him some money. The love of money is always the enemy of loving God. Did you get my point here? The love of money is always the enemy of loving God. You know why? Because the love of money is the springboard of every problem in this world. Every quarrel, every strife, every misunderstanding between brethren, every argument is always the love of money. How I wish that all of us will learn to love one another as the Lord loved us. Number two, love is the greatest motive for Christian service and fellowship. First of all, love is the basis of generosity or cheerful giving. When we speak of generosity, we're not just speaking of giving money, we're speaking of giving ourselves. Love is the basis of generosity. You can read 2 Corinthians 8, 1-9. How those people, despite of a great trial of affliction, despite the deep poverty, abounded unto the riches of their liberality. They gave generously. It might be little compared to your giving, but they gave generously. The two mites given by the widow is larger than the millions given by a millionaire out of his abundance. Do you know why? Because that widow gave everything she had. You get that? And some Christians only give out of their abundance. Don't you? If you're not giving sacrificially, you're giving out of your abundance. You're not giving sacrificially. I think it's just a miracle that I'm not suffering a heart attack with this cough. I've seen people die the only cough and they suffer a heart attack. See? They were poor, but they abounded unto the riches of their liberality. They gave to their power, they gave beyond their power. You look at the Lord's generosity. Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Is that not generosity? How can you be proud of your riches when God met you, you're so poor? Huh? Tell me. Can you be proud of what you have? Who were you when God met you? Then you allow those riches hinder you to serve God? The Macedonian churches became the real examples of giving generously. The Lord made them examples. They were examples of conditions not affecting their Christian attitude and character. They were examples of sacrificial giving. They were examples of fully supporting the ministry and the minister. They were examples of abounding in giving, not in blessings. Not in blessings, but abounding in giving. The Bible says they abounded unto the riches of their blessings. No, they abounded unto the riches of their what? Liberality. That means giving. They abounded to the riches of their giving, not their blessings. Did you get that? Huh? They were examples of Christ-likeness. They were examples of the grace of giving. So love is the basis of generosity. And then secondly, love delivers us from debts and owing from someone else. If you love people, you're not going to have debts. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. I'm not saying that all kinds of loans are sins. No. But when you begin to owe some people some money and you don't pay for it, you're not practicing love. Kaya sabi ng Bible, owe no man anything but to love one another. Do you understand this? When I was a young Christian, I do not understand the relationship between owing man something and loving one another. Now I do. Because owing someone something is selfishness. Love is unselfishness. And number three, love is the greatest evidence of genuine Christian brotherhood. Love is the greatest evidence of genuine Christian brotherhood. Love is the basis of institutional relationship. We are an institution. This is a divine institution. And what does God say to us as an institution? 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You cannot even love your brother that you see every day. How can you love God that you don't see? Ganun kasimple yun eh. Diba? At sabihin mo sa akin, mahal mo ang Panginoon. Eh yung katabi mo dyan, hindi mo kayang mahalin eh. So how can you love God? You have not seen God. How can you love someone that you say you don't see, but you cannot even love your brother? And if ever you love someone, it's too selfish. You're too choosy. What if the one that loves you becomes choosy? You think he will love you? Why would you be so choosy on loving people? Huh? Now if you let someone make a choice, is he going to love you? If you're going to ask God, Lord, you make a choice whom you're going to love. You think he will love you? He will not love any one of us. You know, this is a clear manifestation of conversion. There's nothing in our nature to desire God's love. Unless the Lord reveals His love to us through His Word, we cannot properly love Him, much less our neighbor. May I conclude with this? You know, the Lord even instructed us to love our enemies. Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute. Can you do that? So if the Lord gave us the instruction to love our enemies, how much more to our brethren? The Lord loved us even when we were unlovable and are unloving. Romans 5:8. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Should we not do the same? And should not this love make us closer together and protect each other and be loyal to each other and serve God together? Matthew 5:46. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Naunawaan niyo ba yung verse yan? Ha? Naunawaan niyo ba? If you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Kung iniibig mo, yung umiibig sa'yo, anong reward yun? Ang Panginoon, iniibig, yung wala pag-ibig sa Kanya eh. At iniibig, yung hindi ka ibig-ibig eh. Hindi ba yan ang dapat na klase ng pag-ibig natin sa bawat isa? You know, I don't care who you are. If you're a member of my church, I might not even shake your hand every day. But if you're a member of my church, I love you with all honesty and I'm willing to die for you. I am willing to give my life for you. I am willing to protect you with my life. That's the kind of love God gave me. What kind of blood God gave you? And all of the problems we have in this world, all of the tragedies we have in this country, love is still the greatest. And you know what? You ought to examine your own heart and find out the kind of love you have. Because love is still the greatest. So stand. Every head be bowed, every eye be closed. I don't need to explain things to you anymore. Because if you listen well, you should have understood the message. If you listen well tonight, the Holy Spirit must have spoken to your heart. I will not ask you what kind of love do you have for God. I am asking you tonight, what kind of love do you have for your neighbor? Because that shows others the kind of love you have for the Lord. The kind of love you have for God is evidenced by how you serve Him. The kind of love you have for God is evidenced by how you love others. The kind of love you have for God is evidenced by your treatment to other people. It is evidenced by those 9 characteristics I just mentioned to you. And parents, the way you show your children the kind of love you have will be the way they're going to love God too. Won't be different. Unawaan niyo ba ako? Kung paano mo pinapakita sa mga anak mo ang pag-ibig mo, hindi sa kanila, sa gawain ng Panginoon. Yun ang pinapakita mo na kasi ng pag-ibig mo sa Panginoon. And that is what they're going to do later. Yan ang gagawin nila later. Akala niyo ba meron akong influence sa mga anak nyo? You're wrong. Mas malaki ang inyong influence sa anak nyo kaya sa akin. Ang kanilang gagawin, yung pinapagawa ko, yung pinapagawa mo, yung pinapakita mo, yung ebidensya mo. Not me. Not me. That's what your children will do. You know why? Because I don't see you every day and I don't see your kids every day. But you see them every day. And you influence your children every day. Your home every day. I don't. In fact, if you only come on Sunday, I just see you on Sunday. I don't see you too often. Unless otherwise you contact me and you see me every day of the week. I don't see you. Who will your kids follow? Your children will follow the kind of love you have that you show them. And when they become young men and women, and they don't love the Lord just like you said you love God, then you will find out later that you have been wrong. Ito mga bata, ito maliliit, hindi mo pa makikita mali ka eh. Pag lumaki na yan, sa ako makikita ang pagkakamali mo. So think about it. How much do you love God? Really? I'm not asking you something that you don't even think seriously. Be serious. How much do you love God? Huh? Compare that with your love to others.